Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to your Commissioners' Court meeting for Monday, November 18, 2013. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal.
Pray with me. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies. Help us to say and do the best we can. Give us
Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll begin with purchasing. Item A is to award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for Ford Park Arena House Public Address System for Jefferson County with Fleet Southern Sound in the amount of $82,334.59. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a purchase agreement with the Motorola Solutions, Inc. and the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department for 800 millihertz radio repeater migration in the amount of $574,305 in accordance with the HGAC contract. That project is funded by the 2013 Port Security Grant Program, with the federal share being 75% and the local match being 25%, or $143,576.25. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a 12-month postage meter rental agreement with Pitney Bowes and the Jefferson County Tax Office in the amount of $744, payable quarterly in installments of $186. Item D is consider and possibly approve an interdepartmental transfer of a 2003 Ford F-150 pickup truck from the sheriff to Road and Bridge Precinct 2, as authorized by local government code section 262.011J. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? Sir? Oh, okay. Commissioner Weaver made the motion. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under auditor, item A is regular county bills, check numbers 387354 through 387583. They have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Offred. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county clerk, item A is to consider and possibly approve an order canvassing the results of the November 5th, 2013 constitutional amendment election. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Offred. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. How was the turnout, Ms. Guidry?
How did the real-time voting work? Did you have any glitches in there?
Very good.
Just go around with the vote centers. Would we change those centers, or would it be similar to what we have now?
Well, as we said, you know, we're looking at perhaps a change that I'm in the process of looking at.
Will you have to apply every time there's an election, or is it a...
Until we're
grand.
Until anything is working.
Oh, again, appreciate you.
Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution to cast votes in the election of the Board of Directors of the Jefferson County Appraisal District, as provided by Section 6.03F of the Texas Tax Code. 909 votes to be cast for Miriam Johnson. Item B is consider and possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute an amended consulting agreement with Mr. Tim Richardson. Do we have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Well, yeah, you know, I talked to you about this, Judge, but normally, from the time I've come on this court, you have the tax assessor collector on this board. I understand, and I want to make sure that tax assessor collector know, my preference would be to have the tax assessor, present tax assessor collector on that board. But the pleasure of the court, I'll go with that. But as what has been normally done by our court, it's been the tax assessor collector on that board.
Gotcha. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, item A is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file the 2013-2014 Jefferson County Investment Policy and Procedures. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under Engineering, item A is to execute, receive, and file the utility permit to AT&T for communication service along Old Sour Lake Road, and that's located in Precinct 1. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We need to talk about whether or not it's the pleasure of the court. But I don't know about the rest of the court. I know at least Commissioner Weaver and I will not be in town next Monday. I've spoken to purchasing, auditing, and engineering. They don't have any need for a meeting next week, but it's I don't know what y'all's plans are.
Following week.
Okay, well then our next meeting then would be, let's see, the 28th. Would be the first?
Second.
Next meeting will be December 2nd. And that completes our agenda. Is there anything any member of the court or elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public? We'll note that Thursday I received a proclamation from Governor Perry accepting the resignation of Senator Tommy Williams and calling for a special election to fill his position. And so he's calling it for Saturday, May 10th, 2014. Anyone wishing to file for the position has to file by March 10th, 2014. Early voting is set to begin on Monday, April 28th, 2014 for that position.
Is that in line with the city elections and school?
Election would be 17 days prior to a runoff for the primary election. And then another thing I want the auditor to consider, that election is at the county cost, which we did not budget for. So just giving you a heads up on that, we will have that special election that the governor has called for May the 10th. Yes, it's on a Tuesday.
The municipalities, elections,
they don't have elections on the even number years, not normally. Well, none that we do. Well, Port Arthur may have, but we don't.
Okay.
None that we're going to administer.
Okay,
he says he's calling the election on a Saturday.
That's what I'm
on a Saturday?
That's what he said.
Oh, really?
See, that's
wow.
City.
Okay.
School district, city.
Okay. I hadn't even looked at the
date. Do hereby order a special election to be held in Senate District Number 4 on Saturday, May 10th.
Okay.
With early voting to begin on April 28th.
If that's the second Saturday of May,
Well, Port Arthur may be having an election, but we, yeah, we won't be doing it.
Yeah.
Well, that still gives us only seventeen days after that election to prepare for the runoff election, which I'm sure we're probably gonna have from the primary, short notice.
God bless you.
All right.
Why you making big bucks?
Judge, before we adjourn, I just wanna make sure that everybody knows that we're having the tree lighting ceremony in the atrium area of the courthouse. Monday, December the 2nd at 11 a.m. And we'll have a Santa Claus there and choir by, who was the choir? Kelly. Kelly High School Choir, or Kelly Choir, is gonna be there. So it'll be a nice opening for the Christmas season. So hope that all the employees and their families and friends will join us.
Well, and much to our chagrin, Judge Manus has announced his retirement effective December 31st. And you know you'll certainly be missed around here.
You don't have to accept it.
Actually, he's an employee of the state.
Oh, okay. Well, I have some friends over there.
You will certainly be missed, and each commissioner has signed a proclamation and that relates to your flag, and we'll present you your flag after the meeting, and we'll certainly miss you and the wisdom that you've brought to and counsel that you've given us over the years.
And you can't stop smiling because you're rubbing it in.
I'll get a real job now somewhere. That's not
your last name. Right? Oh, no.
Almost.
Almost.
Vacation.
People's gonna come next Monday, but you guys don't have
it on me. No, I don't know. Just send me an officer.
Mr. Funches, I looked through it, but the investment policy didn't change at all. We're just readopting it, correct?
Well, sir, it's the only thing I changed on there were some of the broker dealers.
Oh, that's right.
They change around like bankers do, so you just gotta get them approved.
Gotcha. We're required by law to readopt our investment policies and procedures every so often, and so that you have the benefit of learning from mistakes over a period, but apparently they've been fine-tuned enough to where no changes were required other than the broker-dealers' places of employment. So, anything else? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.